Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 2,918. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock,
Montgomery!
Thank you, Harry the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, deer and the drive-thru. The word has words that you are saying all wrong. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinkity drum. All right, here we go. Florida woman destroys evidence by chewing and swallowing a glass pipe.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, Florida family spells help in the yard and relief comes of the Michael type. To Australia, where wildlife ranger becomes a crocodile's dinner. New Jersey man has eaten pizza every day for four decades, and he is amazingly slimmer. An Iowa man eats Tide Pod and trashes hospital. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you may or may not know this, but our very own Robin Fox, she insists that she wants to swim with sharks. And to be fair, yes, in a cage, but to me, still seems like a bad idea. But an even worse idea? Swimming with sharks without a cage, while naked, at an aquarium in Toronto. Believe it or not, it happened. Guy got drunk, got naked, got in shark tank, got arrested. I don't know why he had to do it naked, but let's face it, people love exposing themselves for whatever reason. A man on a flight from Nolens to London. He made the executive decision to pull down his pants and expose his penis to everyone. And then slap a passenger. Good times. Now, that said, not everyone is a fool. For example, a woman in Pennsylvania. She's thrown birthday parties for over 30,000 kids who are homeless, right? That's the sort of kindness that restores one's faith in humanity. And what better place to show kindness than a child's birthday party? That's actually not a rhetorical question, you see, because in Texas, there was a shootout at a birthday party for a one-year-old. That's right. Four people dead, one person injured. But these are the stories that are in the news, and these stories have led us to many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. Here's how it works. You give us a call, we will ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show and a random question. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, but y'all is at, away we go. Welcome to show number 2,918. What an amazingly large and in charge program we have for you. This is a guaranteed future repeat. I guarantee you, we'll be on vacation. This show will be playing again. It'll be so good.
You think this one?
I believe this is going to be an amazing show. Your guess is as good as mine coming up. Man, oh man, the categories are going to be deer and drive-thrus. It is that point in time during the year where the deer are out in full force. And if you live in certain states, you know for a fact that the majority of time, if your car is going to get into an accident, chances are pretty good that maybe it's with a deer.
Yeah, but the way the game is played, what are 10 things about deer that any reasonable person would know? I mean, you say I can't think of 10 different things I know about.
Well, there's all kinds of things to know. There's a buck, and there's a doe, and then there's the rest. No, it's the top 10 states where you're more than likely to take your car and run into a deer just based on population, based on the ruralness of the roads, all kinds of things to figure into.
Now, when you say that, you've run into them accidentally or intentionally?
Accidentally, most of the time. Most of the time, yes.
I think different states.
Then we have drive-thrus, and depending on your fast food restaurant choice, it doesn't really matter what it is, but one way or another, within the industry itself, the key is how fast can we get someone from the time that they order to the window with their food to the time that they get out. So what they did was they took all of the major chains out there and all kinds of coffee chains, fast food places of all kinds of different varieties, everything from a Krispy Kreme to a Dunkin' Donuts to a Starbucks drive-thru to a Burger King drive-thru. They said, which places give you the quickest experience in the drive-thru window? So in other words, what is the average shortest time per fast food franchise?
So
there's the 10 fastest drive-thrus.
Now, I have not seen this, but obviously you have. Were you surprised by?
Yes, absolutely surprised by a number on them just based on the fact that I thought, okay, this food I thought would take a little bit longer to make, but I guess it's easily ready and easy ready to go. And
pre-made.
There's a couple of those places. Well, they make it there, but you know, you get the idea.
That means not pre-made.
The word has words that you are saying all wrong, or maybe you've been saying them right, but most of the time people say these words wrong and in the wrong at times as well. Another round of profile is coming up. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and today is the day that we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Liquor and horns.
Welcome to the show, Brian. Thanks for calling. Here we go. We'll give you this one. Steve was walking around the office with some googly eyes in the back of his head. So,
still got him on.
What prank did you play or was played on you, Brian?
Well, funny enough, the prank that was played on me, I actually called in to talk to you guys about a little bit. I went to Africa in 2013, and the Tanzanians told us if an elephant charges you, you have to take off all your clothes and run. And for some reason, it was a life or death situation, so I took them serious. And you guys helped me discover that was a myth.
Okay, listen, we clearly remember this call, all right? And we thought it's awesome. You got to go to Tanzania, all this stuff. But the moment you told us that, because you said this in all seriousness, like, hey, man.
Oh, yeah, I was confident.
Now, look, I've never been to Tanzania. I don't know if I've met a Tanzanian person. But I'm pretty sure that that's absolute BS.
I mean, Tanzanian.
As soon as you said it, we call BS. And I understand it's a life or death situation. I just don't understand why you didn't question that.
I was 17 and gullible.
Man, look, I understand 17. Just as a general rule, anytime you have to get naked for something that doesn't normally make sense, chances are it's a prank.
Did you have to get naked, Brian?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't ever, go for a test run or anything like that.
Okay, all right. How close did you get to any of the local wildlife?
What's that? I'm sorry.
How close did you get to any of the local wildlife?
Pretty dang close. Got close to zebras. Around the last couple days of my trip, we went to, the fancy part of Africa, where all
the... What is the fancy part? Where is that now?
It's been 5 years, so I fully don't remember exactly, where that...
Well, what made it fancy? Is the wildlife wearing tiaras? I mean,
I think it was Arusha. I think it was... I'm pretty sure it was Arusha. But anyways, when I first went there, it was, mud huts and indoor fires and stuff like that. And at the very end, we go to this resort, and it's just these beautiful, beautiful resorts. They're just giving away soda, water. They're, doing all these amenities.
They got Baconators from Wendy's.
You know it's a good resort when they give you free soft drinks.
Wow. It's all inclusive.
Right?
Yeah, no, that makes perfectly good sense. The reason we asked what prank did you play or was played on you, someone pulled a prank in Savannah, Georgia. They stuck two googly eyes on a statue of Nathaniel Greene, and he is a hero from the Revolutionary War. Unfortunately for whoever did it,
The city really does not think this is funny. They posted on Facebook, quote, "It may look funny, but harming our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter. In fact, it's a crime." And it could be a serious crime. If someone somehow the googly eyes do more than $500 in damage, the person who did it could be charged with a felony, criminal damage to property. As far as we know, the cops don't have any leads on this yet. They're just little stickers, aren't they?
I know. Look, it's the googly eye. And I get the city's position. The city is doing what teachers do when an 8-year-old kid does something, right? Like, listen, kids, it's not as bad as the teachers say. But in that moment, right, they lay it on the thick. They do the stuff. I just feel like, based on what I'm guessing the age is of the person who did that, you have now challenged them.
They're going to put googly eyes every statue in Savannah.
All right, so look, we asked a question about the prank, and Tanzania guy calls back, which is actually perfect because it's ridiculous. So he's there, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I got to see zebras up close, all this stuff." And when you think about Africa, you think about elephants and lions. And when we go to the zoo, you know, these are the things that we tend to be fascinated with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, if you went to a zoo somewhere in Africa, would it be like deer and grizzly bear and wolves? Like,
I think it would be too hot.
But yeah. I mean, would that be the animal you're excited about?
If you never saw it before, sure.
That's what I mean. Like,
but the thing is, everything in Africa is supersized comparatively to everything else. Like, there's nothing bigger than an elephant. So you're not nothing taller than a giraffe.
Maybe it's nothing more real than
a lion, you know?
Like, if you go to the zoo here, you don't care if it's deer, unless they say that deer is, like, from Africa or Australia. But, like, if I go to an African zoo, I don't want to look at lions.
That's just a little bobcat. I mean, our tigers, our lions, our cats are 9 times that big. Who cares about this little thing?
Well, wouldn't you want to see it? Like,
no.
We got bigger bears.
You see a baby lion, you're like, all right.
We got bigger bears.
Well, we have bears.
Do they have no bears?
I don't think
they
have bears.
Are there any African?
I don't think there's an African bear.
Want to make a bet?
I can't
think of one. I'm gonna put $1 says at least there's one bear native to Africa. I have no idea what it is.
No, there's not an African bear.
You're gonna say no?
Nope.
Dollar bet?
Nope. Yep.
All right, dollar bet.
There's one place we can there's many establishments we could go, but nothing on the continent. That would be my guess.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Random.
Oh, let's go to Biloxi, Mississippi. Random, hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Joe, are you there? Can you hear us in Biloxi? Hello. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, Joe. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, thank you.
How did you fare with Michael? Did you guys get any of that tail side of that?
Actually, I'm not in Biloxi anymore. I'm over in Texas, so I didn't see any of it.
Oh, all right. Well, good for you. You're nice and dry. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go with this one. All right.
Hey, wait, let me ask you something, man. When you were in Biloxi, what's the name? The Half Moon?
Oyster Bar?
Half Shell? Oyster Bar? Half Moon? Something like this?
Half Shell. No, I've never been there.
Oh.
I heard it's good, though.
Oh, it's real good.
It's better than good.
All right, let's go with this one. This seems like a fun time. What family member did you get into a dust-up with, an argument, whether that was verbal, physical, whatever the deal is? Who did you get into an argument with that was a family member?
I had a brother-in-law. Him and I went toe-to-toe with.
Your brother-in-law. Now, what happened there?
His wife came into the house, stole money out of my wallet, and I called her a thieving, rhymes with witch.
Is that your sister?
A thieving bitch?
Yeah, it was my wife's sister-in-law.
Oh, your wife's sister. Okay, gotcha.
So how do you end up going to blows with another dude when it's like, well, I'm being robbed, man? You know what I mean? Like, was he mad at you because you called her a bitch?
Well, they were going through substance abuse issues. And when I called him out on it, he told me he's going to come over. I told him, go ahead and do that, but call the ambulance when you do.
So he came over, and did you get the better end of it?
He never showed up.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You know what? He might not have had insurance. So when you throw out the ambulance thing, he's like, I can't afford this.
And we've been having that conversation, do you ambulance, do you Uber, for a few months now, and it's a fine line.
It's not a fine line. If you are not going to die,
Uber.
I think you call Uber. If you're bleeding out of an artery, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to have to pay the cleanup fee of the Uber. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to have to pay.
Because they'll hit you with it.
Oh, yeah.
I know you were dying, but
then
still.
Because then you'll get, like, you know, instead of getting the deal you wanted to get to the hospital, now you've got $400. It's got to go into a cleanup fee.
Still cheaper than an ambulance.
It would be much cheaper. The reason we asked, what family member did you get into a dust-up with? A guy in Bristol, Tennessee. He was mowing the lawn recently. when his 76-year-old father came after him with a chainsaw.
Wow.
Again, a guy is mowing his lawn when his 76-year-old dad comes after him with a chainsaw. The dad's name is Douglas Ferguson. It's not clear.
Like a Douglas Fir?
Douglas Ferguson.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's not clear what they were arguing about or how things got to the point of a chainsaw or seriousness or whatever, but it was part of an ongoing feud, apparently, and the son was forced to defend himself by running his dad over with a lawnmower.
That's fair.
Douglas suffered serious injuries and ended up losing one of his legs. This all happened back in June, but cops didn't arrest Douglas until last week because he was still recovering. They charged him with attempted murder and for violating his probation from a previous assault charge. His son is not facing any charges.
He shouldn't, man. What has to happen that your own father attacks you with a chainsaw?
I don't know. Mike Hawk, did you find a bear
yes.
in Africa?
Yes, we did.
What is going on over there?
All right, now listen. We're kind of split on this, all right?
What do you mean? Is it one of those little tiny, teeny, tiny things?
No. It's not that. I just said, look, there's got to be a bear that's native to Africa. I can't think of one. All you right. said there's no way. All right, so there's the Atlas brown bear, which is native to Africa. However, it's been extinct for 150 years.
Okay.
No, 150 years. Not like dinosaurs, man. 150 years.
Still dead.
I know it's dead.
They don't have a bear there. There's still no bears. They did, yeah.
Recently.
We had dinosaurs here. Not
that
anymore.
That was millions of years ago. I feel like with a 150-year window, man, I'm
we have thousands of creatures that die and go extinct every year.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't win that one for sure.
Random.
He was there. Random. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right,
Tom, we're just going to check out your buying habits here. Maybe you do it all the time, maybe you don't. What was the last thing that you bought online?
Last thing that I bought online. So for my wife's birthday, I got her a record player.
Nice.
And a nice little starter set of records.
That's a badass gift, man.
What's in the starter set of records?
I just went some stuff that I knew she'd like. I got a Pink Floyd. I got like a greatest hits of Queen, Prince, things of that nature.
I got a record player off of Amazon. I can't remember the name of the company. It starts with a C. It might be Crosby. I don't. It doesn't matter. The thing is
amazing.
Yeah,
I got her a Crosby.
Yeah, the thing is amazing. I honestly got to listen to music on it all the time. It's enough for my living room.
You know what I found with my kids? All right, so my kids, like any kids that are their age, 8 and 6, all their music comes by way of computer or whatever you do, right? So they know like a song from every artist. So I have the turntable, which they are not allowed to touch, but I'll put it on the record. It's the one time they will actually sit through or listen to an entire album.
Because they have to.
Even though it's archaic to them and ridiculous, and clearly I used to cave paint and eat raw meat. To them, they're like, oh, this is a novel concept, but there's all these bands that they like now.
Yeah, did you score some big points on that gift? That's a really thoughtful gift.
Oh yeah, it was a big hit. Like I can't claim all the credit. She dropped some major hints for it.
But like, what's a hint?
I want a Crosby record player and these 5 albums.
Yeah, what is the hint that's not quite telling you?
Say again?
What is the hint you get without just being directly told, I want a record player?
Oh no, I mean I call them hints, but she's like, hey, I really like this. You know, just the classic, always talking about it, just, you know, playing his day hints.
Have you tried the same thing, but talking about like sex positions you've never tried?
Oh, of course, and it never gets picked up.
Okay, all right, just check it.
Yeah, that is a fact.
That is a good gift, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The reason we asked, what was the last thing you bought online? A woman named Deborah Reno.
Deborah Reno.
She is running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming. City council there. But she may have to drop out of the race now that her secret identity has been discovered. It turns out she has a side job where she does online strip teases under the name Misty Crockett. And she sells her used underwear and gym shorts to guys who have a fetish for that kind of thing. Now that the info is out on that, Deborah says she's been doing it for about a year, and it was a, quote, interesting experience, but, quote, an error in judgment, and, quote, if you want to run for public office, probably not a good idea.
You know what? Honestly,
you can do the job. I don't care what you do at home. The guy she's running against is named McCall Welling, and he rushed to claim the moral high ground so fast. That's his angle. He said what Deborah is doing is, quote, so against my own personal moral code and standards.
So what? I mean, so what? Yeah. Look, man, I don't like vegetables. So when Veggie Grill opens, I'm not going to stand out there against my moral code. Listen, it's one thing to say this is what I do. It's the fact that you still have a customer base, right? there's actually people, like, if you offer me your dirty used underwear, I will give you nothing for them. Even if you give them to me free, I don't want them. The fact that she has a group of people that are willing to spend money, like, why the hell not? I'll tell you right now.
Obviously, her services are in demand.
That's what I mean. Like, she's actually supplemented her. I get, yeah, if you want to run for public office, it doesn't look great, but who cares? Come on. By the way, comments go, as far as the last thing purchased online, condoms.
Condoms. I try to get underwear, or not underwear, toilet paper today, and what the hell, paper towels, because I don't have a car, right?
Right.
So it's one of the hardest things for me to get a hold of. I know it sounds stupid, but I just can't.
Well, no, you got the scooter. I get it.
Yeah, man. I mean, so I try to order it on Amazon. It's like, you need to subscribe to toilet paper. I'm like, you tell me I can't get a 48-pack delivered to my door? It's like, you need to subscribe to this, and we'll drop it off every 3 months. Like, how do I know how much I'm going to poop? Like, you got a poop calculator that I can figure out? Like, because it says, like...
Wait, you have to apply for the toilet paper, like, Prime or something like that?
No.
For
this purchase, I have to subscribe to a delivery service from Amazon that comes once a month, once every 2 months, once every three... Depending on how fast I go through this stuff. And then every 3 months, there'll be toilet paper on my door.
Why can't you just order...
You can't. I don't know.
Why?
That's the problem. I don't know. I can't predict what my butt's going to do for 3 months. Like, I might have, like,
Wait, why did they force you to make, like, the guy ordered condoms. I bet you they were like, hey.
I don't know. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. All I want is some toilet paper.
I thought you could just order. Really?
Yeah, swear to God. I thought about
it. So you have to estimate how often you want this amount of...
Exactly. Same with paper towels. Like, how often do I go through a roll of paper towels? Like, I don't know how often my cat's going to crap in my house or puke all over the place. I don't know how many times I'm going to poop in a day. Like, what do you want from me?
For real?
This is math I can't do. No, I'm dead serious. I'll show it to you when we get a break.
That's crazy. I think you just order what the hell you needed.
Count up your guesses. As good as my categories will be Deer and the Drive-Thru and more of the Random Question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as my count up categories will be Deer and the Drive-Thru. Your guess is as good as mine. Right after emails on our Random Question.
Miles, you got some comments. You were saying you attempted to order paper towels and toilet paper on Amazon.
I just figured out how to do it.
Okay, good. Because a million people chimed in. They've called you all kinds of names, but I appreciate this one right now. It says, anyone who orders paper products or canned pet food / kitty litter can get bent. Christmas isn't enough. Give us all a break already. That from Vicky the Mailman.
Which, oh, I see.
That was like, boy,
this is toilet paper. You can get through that. I'm not ordering, like, a ton of bricks.
Actually, I feel bad. That kitty litter and cat food delivered within, like, the... And, you know, it's heavy stuff.
I go buy my litter.
And I'll bring it, you know, begrudgingly.
Random.
Hello, Dave. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
What's
up? Hola. All right, Dave, I've got some entertainment questions. Let's get through the, as you would do on Big Dummy, the category of entertainment.
Ah, there we go.
Right. Okay, so let's go this one, Dave. What did you predict would happen? What was your great prediction? I was going to put money on the Giants to win the Super Bowl in Vegas. I'm glad I forgot to do that.
Ooh, which time?
I was going to put on the Giants. We're like, I think I'll just put on the Giants.
Sure, why not?
And then I never got down there to do it. And I thought, man, if they win, I'm going to hate myself.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will, too. So what did...
Great predictions.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I'm good at predicting anything.
You ever been to a wedding?
Just my own.
Okay, never been to any other wedding.
You are a lucky son of a bitch.
Because everyone's saying, you know, everybody there is betting. They don't have odds.
Yeah. How long you and your wife are going to last?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I guess that'd be a thing, huh?
It is a thing. There's a lot of side bets going on. Actually, you can buy squares if you're not interested in just the straight hustle. But, yeah. So you've never predicted anything.
Like you were saying, maybe some sports games or anything, but nothing real special. Like, I mean, that jumps off the top of my head.
Now, like, I knew she'd end up in rehab or, I mean, there was nothing like that.
Man, I wish I had something.
See,
for
we
you.
Had, we had an old boss, right, a long time ago, and we were pretty sure that he sucked so bad that eventually he would get hired or fired, right? And so the prediction was, you know, eventually all this crap's going to catch up to him. You know what I mean?
That guy?
Yeah. And no. He's going to get down.
He fell up.
Yeah. And then instead, he goes the other direction. It's amazing. All right, the reason we asked, what did you predict would happen? I think everyone saw this one coming. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have broken up part of the entertainment news.
Come on.
A so-called source or people say. It was way too soon, not shocking to anyone. They first started dating in May. Within months, they were engaged, living together, getting matching tattoos, and all of that stuff. But Mac Miller's death last month, I guess, hit her pretty hard. There's no word yet who keeps the $100,000 engagement ring or who gets custody of Piggy Smalls, their pet.
What is Piggy? I'm assuming it's a pig.
It's a potbelly pig, yes.
Look, when they first got together, just how quickly it all happened, they go like, look, man, we've been around the block, not trying to be cynical or jaded. It's not going to last. Once they got the matching tattoos, I had no doubt in my mind that this is going to come to an end. Once you commit to it on ink, if it is your love, and again, if it's not in memoriam of someone or a family member, don't do it.
That's it.
But he did it. Yes, they both did it. Random, and then what random, always happens, happens. Random. Hello, Jen. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
All right, Jen. I hope this one works. If not, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
This is the entertainment category. Yeah. What is your tattoo of, Jen? What is your tattoo of?
Well, I've got like 28 of them, I could go on for a long time.
What's your favorite?
So I have 3 shark tattoos, a Seahawks tattoo, Irish clover tattoo, 3 Harry Potter tattoos. The 2 on my thigh are probably my favorite.
Ravenclaw. What exactly are the Harry Potter tattoos? I'm assuming it's not an image of Harry Potter's face.
The one on the thigh is probably just the Harry part.
So I have the Deathly Hallows on my ankle, if you guys...
No, we're not.
Are, right?
But keep going.
Okay, so I got Deathly Hallows on my ankle, and then I have the Ravenclaw school crest on my thigh with my Nimbus 2001, which is a broomstick. Trying to think what else I have.
What kind of sharks do you have?
An alien, a chupacabra, a vampire bite mouse, a Loch Ness monster on my neck, a semicolon on the opposite side of my neck.
Shouldn't you put a semicolon near your colon?
What about your shark tattoos? What are your shark tattoos?
So I have a shark. So Robin, freaking do the shark cage. If you can do it out of cage, do it. It's awesome.
Wait.
4 times actually.
You
the shark cage.
Did you swim with sharks not in a cage?
Yeah, so I did that at the Florida Aquarium. There were 3 sand tigers, a couple of nurse sharks. And I think there might have been a lemon shark in that aquarium. And then I've done the Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium cage dive 3 times. It's freaking awesome.
Well, lemon shark can take a nasty chunk out of you. Those are not friendly sharks.
I'm not 100% sure it was 100% like in the Florida Aquarium, but I know there were 3 sand tigers in there, 2 males and a female. And then there was a handful of nurse sharks. You know what? It might have been a black tip.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It does what, not freaking matter.
What are your tattoos of? What kind of sharks?
So I have a great white on my foot who's breaching, and whenever I go and get the fish to eat the dead skin off my feet, I just laugh because when they swim over the shark, it looks jumping out of my foot to eat them. I just laugh every time. I have a hammerhead tattoo on my right ankle, and then I have a shark fin on my hand, so it looks like I have a shark swimming out of my hand.
Very nice. Okay. That's quite the thorough. Very thorough.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.